Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Hosea chapter 14, verse 3. In you, the orphan finds mercy. I love this verse. This verse has a special place in my life and my family. Some people have heard me share the story of our family over the last few months when God had put on my heart and my wife, Heather's heart, through reading Psalm 127 and children being a blessing from the Lord, heritage. Blessed is the man, woman whose quiver is full of children. And God opened our hearts to begin a new adoption process. And that led months later to receiving word about a beautiful birth mom who was about to give birth to a baby girl. And when we heard about this birth mom, the first thing we heard is that she was going to give birth to this baby girl, but she already had a name picked out for her little girl. And Heather and I heard that and we're like, well, that's kind of a bummer. Because for years we had said, if we ever had another little girl, we would love to name her Mercy. And it's not the most common name. So we said, well, that's obviously not a deal breaker. We want to find out more about this birth mom. And so we did. And as soon as we got more information about this birth mom, we read down about all kinds of things about her and got to the end and read where she said, I really want my baby girl to be named Mercy. And from that point on, we knew God was up to something. And so about a month later, Mercy was born and she was placed in our care when she was 2 days old. And months later, she officially became our daughter. And I'm so grateful in so many ways for this birth mom and her brave, bold, courageous decision to make sure that Mercy was cared for in the best way possible. Praise God for her birth dad, who's image bearer of God, for many people who helped in many ways in this process. And ultimately, I praise God because in Him, we all find mercy. That's the picture in Hosea chapter 14, verse 3. And specifically here, in you, the orphan finds mercy. I think about so many children around the world who are in need of a mom and dad. And I don't know, maybe the Lord will use even this meditation on Hosea 14, 3 and this prayer to open your heart to the possibility that God may lead you to foster, to adopt, to do something on behalf of literally millions of orphans and vulnerable children in the world, knowing that when we do, we are reflecting the Father to the fatherless, the one in whom the orphan and the one whom in whom all who are in need find mercy. God, we praise you for this reality. We praise you for this reality spiritually, that you adopt us as daughters and sons of yours. All glory be to your name, that I have the privilege, we have the privilege of calling you Father, of knowing you as Father, of being with you in a forever family, of having and enjoying your inheritance for all of eternity. We praise you as our Father, and we pray that you would help us to be a reflection of your love and mercy in a world in particular where so many vulnerable children are in need. God, we want to reflect your mercy in every way to every person around us. God, we praise you for your mercy toward us. And we pray that you would help us to reflect your mercy in abundance in this world, a world filled with urgent need. Oh God, if it be your will to prompt someone to foster, to adopt, to care for children in need in a new way as a result of this, please do it. And please give grace for those you're calling in that way to respond. I pray this in Jesus' name, according to your word in Hosea 14, verse 3, according to your mercy. Amen.